This is Space Kate here at IAC 2017 in Adelaide. It is day 5, and the energy hasn't quite dampened down yet, because this morning there was some exciting news from Lockheed Martin about their future plans. And with me now is Danielle Ritchie. She's a systems engineer at Lockheed Martin. Thank you for joining me. Tell us, what are these plans that you have?
Oh, thank you, Kate. We're really excited this morning just to talk about going to space. One of the things that we talked about this morning was kind of revisiting what we presented last year in Guadalajara, Mars Base Camp. And really, it's just a vision of how we can get to Mars and explore the Martian surface, the moons of Phobos, Deimos, and then how we can do it using a fiscal real plan, how we can do that in the next couple years, looking at, you know, about 2033 when we actually reach Martian orbit and then eventually go to the surface. And speaking of going to the surface, we talked about today how we have a concept for a single-stage, reusable, refuelable lander. Now, it looks pretty good. I'm going to admit it's pretty sexy, but the really important thing that we're really trying to, you know, look at here with our vision is how to make things more reusable and refuelable so that you can do multiple sorties to the surface of Mars and explore more of the planet.
So over the past few years, certainly from NASA, there's been a lot of talk about Mars being the destination, but there seems to have been a bit of a shift now more towards the moon. The moon is becoming, you know, more exciting again for a lot of people. Yeah. And one of the ideas that's come out this week is this idea of a Roscosmos-NASA collaboration for a lunar or cislunar space station. Has Lockheed got some plans in that regard?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, NASA's also looking at doing a deep space gateway. They're not calling it a lunar space station, but it's similar in concept in that there will be scientist astronauts on board for 30 to 60 days at a time with an increasing duration, and they're really trying to prove out the technologies and, you know, the thoughts behind how to keep a crew alive for 1,000 days when we go to Mars. So there's been a little bit of a change where we're starting to focus more on the lunar, cislunar space, which means, you know, just that area around the moon. And really, the benefits of this is, as we start talking about how to keep crew alive for 1,000 days, we need to make sure that, you know, we have the right technology, we have the right infrastructure, and that we can test those out. And the moon provides a really great space. It's, you know, far enough away for us to say that, you know, the crew's on their own. They have to, you know, kind of think on their own if anything should happen. But it's close enough where it's 2 days away. You know, we can get them back to Earth's surface as we work on our long-term plans of going to Mars. So it's a good stepping stone. And really, you know, we're looking at Mars as the horizon goal, and we're just making sure that we can get there using the moon along the way.
And how does that fit in with the existing work that's been done on systems like Orion?
Well, Orion is a great feed forward. So we did a flight test on Orion a few years ago, and we're coming up in 2019 on our first uncrewed mission, exploratory mission 1. And then EM2 is going to be our crewed mission. And Orion really feeds forward in terms of the development we're doing now and the development with the rocket SLS to going to our lunar space, looking at the deep space gateway, building up, you know, that infrastructure, and then going to Mars. So it all links together eventually to help humans explore the Martian planet.
And as I understand it, there are about 6 different companies that have been tasked with looking at how a deep space gateway, or, you know, the next step after the International Space Station, and you're one of them. Is there anything special or interesting about the approach that Lockheed is taking?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. We are one of the 6 companies that's looking and prototyping a design for a deep space gateway. And I think our approach is really probably differentiated by that horizon goal of going to Mars, and also our big theme of making sure that we have that extensible technology. We're using technologies we've had, you know, we have today. We're not trying to develop anything that's new. We're not trying to wait for any science to be developed or have some brilliant idea come forth. So I think that's the big difference with our design, is we're looking at, you know, Mars, and we're sussing out our lunar architecture based on that horizon goal.
And the European Space Agency's Director General, Jan Werner, has put forward this idea of a moon village, which is a kind of open concept. Just anybody who's thinking about working or traveling, exploring, even, you know, private businesses that want to explore the moon. Just a kind of system where everybody is sort of working together in a cooperation. Do you think that the work that you're doing at Lockheed would feed in and fit in with that? Or is it in some way totally separate, maybe even competitive?
I think the work that we're doing here will really just feed forward to our end goal.
And could you see other, like if there were a deep space gateway, could you see that being open to perhaps other nations, companies like NanoRacks perhaps wanting to put their own airlocks and things on your system? Is it open to other parties to join?
Yeah, so like I said, Mars Base Camp's a vision, and it's a big party. We want everybody to come join. It's really exciting because I think everybody can see Mars Base Camp and find where they fit in. They might be a different country or a commercial entity and say, hey, I make a robotic arm, or I make a laboratory, or hey, I make NanoRacks. I'm really excited to put those on board and have scientists, astronauts use them. So I think there's a place for everybody, as long as they're excited about going to space.
And when do we see these plans going from initial ideas to real-life prototypes, you know, something we can actually touch and feel?
Well, we're already doing that today. So again, like I said, we're building Orion today. We've got SLS in production today. And then the six companies are doing the prototypes. In the next 18 months, we'll actually be delivering those prototypes, and NASA will be testing them and figuring out, you know, what the next steps are. NASA's also started to put into place contracts to procure the power and propulsion element, which will actually move the Deep Space Gateway around the moon. So I think it's really exciting that we're doing things today, not just talking about it.
And if people want to find out a bit more about your Mars Base Camp or your plans, where's the best place for them to look?
The best place for them to look is going to be on our website at Lockheed Martin. We've got a section on there talking about Mars Base Camp. I believe it's Lockheed Martin/Mars Base Camp. And take a look. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, so we've got tons of information out there. Feel free to take a look.
All right. Thank you ever so much for sharing your plans with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.